Welcome to a Wholeness Podcast, a healthy home for hair professionals and our clients, where health and happiness is the top priority for those within the hair industry. Serving those who serve and giving the hair industry one great big hug. Hello, I'm your host, Fliss Downs, a barber, yogi, and meditation teacher. Come on in. Before I crack on with today's episode, if you haven't done so already, please hit the follow button on Spotify or on iTunes and leave me a star rating and review. By doing this, you will be helping me reach a wider audience and get the message out there sooner rather than later. I'd also like to mention that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Earth and Soul Pizza. If you are local to or travelling through Bairnsdale, use my promo code LOVEFLISS. That's LOVEFLISS. And get yourself a free large pizza when you buy one. With locally sourced produce and food exceptionally made by the team at Earth and Soul Pizza, be sure to get your wholesome, blissful pizza. I wish to open up this episode with a question. And that question is, when you hear the words mental health, what first things come to your mind? I just want you to sit with that for a moment and come up with some words. If you hear the words mental health, what do you think of? I'm going to sit here in silence just for 30 seconds to see what you come up with. I got asked this question both times when I did my mental health first aid training. And I can guarantee you, I can guess some of the words that came to your mind when you got asked that question. When you hear the words mental health, what comes to your mind? I reckon the words such as depression, stress, anxiety, sadness, loss, grief, crying, attention seeker, doom and gloom. And all of these words, when you think about it, are actually really quite negative. And when I got asked that question in the mental health first aid course, I was like, wow, yeah. I'd never really thought about it like that until that moment. So of course, the second time when I went and did my mental health first aid course and they asked that question, I knew exactly the road that I was going down. But when we think about mental health, how many of us, or how many of you, or do you think about happiness, laughter, joy, love, excitement, all of these positive, upbeat words? I feel that the words mental health has got this negative undertone to it. And I really like what Simon Sinek says. Simon Sinek says that mental health should not be classed as mental health because it's just like our mind needs to be exercised just like our joints and muscles, like physical fitness. And what Simon calls it is mental fitness. And I just love his whole approach and concept around our mind, our brain. I remember when I first started going to the GP, when I was feeling incredibly low and I was depressed. My GP handed me this sheet of paper, which had about 20 questions on it. And I had to score myself out of 1 to 5 on how severe or how often did I feel that thing. And I'd hand this sheet back over to my GP And he would go through and add all the numbers up and provide me with a score. And the diagnosis was acute depression, purely from a questionnaire containing about 20 questions. Soon after that, that's when the prescription was made for some antidepressants. I was in my late teens when that happened, and I ended up being on medication for about 8 years, I reckon. I saw a little bit of a blur. And even just the word mental health has the word mental in it. And generalizing this, when people with mental health disorders or conditions, they can get labeled as they're crazy, they're mad, they're mental. But when we really look at it, it's actually the health of our brain. When we really look at it on a scientific level, this is all to do with our brain. It is our brain health. All the neurons and the chemicals that are all mixed together within our brain is then what creates these mental health conditions. When we think about the brain, if we can exercise our body, do fitness exercises, then surely, surely we can work out our brain, which is why I love how Simon Sinek calls it mental fitness. So if we can work out our body, we can certainly work out our brain, which leads us to mental fitness, not mental health. I also feel that at school, as children, particularly when I was growing up and the generations prior, we were not taught about brain health. We was not taught about how our brain functions, about cortex, about the frontal lobe. We wasn't taught about all of that. Maybe we was a little bit in science in our biology classes, but we never truly got to understand how our brain develops as we get older. They say the first 7 years of our life are the most important. And Joe Dispenza says brainwave patterns remember 95% of who we are by the age is a set of memorized habits and behaviors. Changing isn't hard. You just need to learn and how to unlearn and relearn. He also says that the latest research in neuroplasticity reveals that we are not hardwired to be a certain way for the rest of our lives. I'm sitting here now at age 35. I've gone through 5 life cycles and I'm now in my 6th life cycle. You can determine a life cycle as a 7-year period. And that's why they say that the first 7 years of your life are the most important. And then it looks at a developmental brain between the age 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 21 to 28, 28 to 35, and so forth. You get my gist. This morning I was doing a bit of research, and I was curious to know about the latest statistics in Australia for how many people experience a mental disorder. On the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare website, this was an article last updated on the 16th of April this year. And it states that 1 in 5 Australians aged 16 to 85 experienced a mental disorder. That's 22% of the population, or if we want to look at a figure, it's 4.3 million people. They found out that 17% of Australians experienced an anxiety disorder. And they say that 1 in 7 children and adolescents aged 4 to 17 years experienced a mental illness. So when we look at that percentage of 22% of the population, that's nearly a quarter of the population in Australia who experience a mental disorder. And I reckon for any of you who are listening to this, you too, you've experienced some form of anxiety, depression, stress. And all of this comes down to our brain health. And today I want to talk to you about how we can improve our brain health. I've spoken about meditation in the past on a wholeness podcast. I've shared that I have become a meditation teacher, and I've also shared how much meditation has transformed my life. I've been meditating for nearly a year now. When we begin to meditate, it begins to change the frequency of our brain waves. I've recently been watching Dr. Joe Dispenza's course on Gaia. This course is called Rewired. Joe talks a lot about the brainwave frequencies and how by meditating, we can raise our vibrations to get to a state of feeling whole, feeling bliss, feeling at one. And I've been chuckling to myself recently because I didn't know any of this before I created a wholeness podcast. But what I did know back then, when I was creating my brand of a wholeness podcast and the Yoga Barber with my friend and brand designer, Alyssa Sutherland, is I just kept on talking to her about saying, I just want people to feel whole. I want to bring people together. I want people to feel at one. I want people to feel unity. Little did I know the journey that I was going to go on when it came to me meditating and finding and feeling a glimpse of what it's like to feel whole. Joe Dispenza really talks about wholeness. And I feel the title of this podcast really rounds it up to showcase the direction that I'm wanting to go in as an individual, as a human being living this experience of life, and how I can send out energy to others to go down the path of finding their wholeness. When it comes to meditation, we use the word bliss. And intellectually speaking, bliss is one of the main byproducts of daily meditation. And meditation, when practiced consistently, is one of the most reliable tools for accessing our inner state of bliss. So wholeness, unity, feeling at one. And I believe that it's such a tangible, sustainable, and attainable source that we have to raise our state, to raise our frequencies, to find pure awareness, which is one of those experiences that makes meditation feel very blissful. Meditation changes how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world, how you feel about life, and how you show up day to day. And what also comes with finding that sense of wholeness is compassion. Compassion towards ourselves, compassion towards others. Through meditating and accessing that state of one, unity, wholeness, bliss, you get an increase of compassion. And through having compassion, we can ultimately forgive. And through the state of meditation, we can find this field of infinite potential. What I'm coming to realize is through meditating, I am raising my frequencies and raising my self-belief that I can achieve anything and do anything that I want to do. But when we're in this low frequency state of things like depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, stress, as a human, we can feel so much self-doubt, self-hatred. And when we feel those things, we have this lack of confidence regarding ourselves and our abilities. It's a mindset that holds you back from succeeding and believing in yourself. And when we're in self-doubt, self-hatred, we overthink things, our mind spirals, which then leads us to anxiety. Anxiety leads to depression. Depression then leads you to suicidal thoughts. And then suicidal thoughts can lead you to the unwanted, taking one's own life. So when I look at the brain health, I look at it as layers, a bit like an iceberg. So at the top of the iceberg, you've got wholeness, unity, one, blissfulness. And then it comes down to joy, happiness. And then it comes down to sort of contentment and just passing by with everyday things. And then it comes down to anxiety. And we're going to start going underwater with anxiety leading to depression and depression leading to suicidal thoughts and so forth. And what I find with meditation is it can help you go from one state to another state. And I'm sharing this based on my own experience. For me, I was at a state last year where I was experiencing suicidal thoughts. And the journey that I personally witnessed and traveled through was I went from those suicidal thoughts reducing and eventually disappearing to then feeling depressed, but the depression began to reduce, to then having a sense of anxiety, to then eventually the anxiety subsiding and me coming back to a state of living which was so much more manageable without the anxiety, the depression, the suicidal thoughts. As I've gone through this journey in the last 11 months, I've begun to really be curious about our brain. Not just our brain, but our overall well-being, our anatomy, our physiology. There is so much to learn and to know about the human body. And there's so much that even scientists still do not know about the human body. We are living beings on this planet. And generalizing here, people go about their day, living day to day, doing the mundane things, repeating the same things that they did the day before. The weekend comes, they do their things, they do their food shopping, or they do their wash load, and the week begins again on a Monday. I personally don't find that fulfilling. I don't feel satisfied and I don't feel happy. What I've come to realize as well is a lot of my depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts came from me not living to my own truth and how my internal world wanted to live. My external life was not matching my internal life. And right now, I can be honest and say that my external life is still not matching how I wish my external life to be. But what's come along from meditating is my internal world has leveled up. And all of this external stuff that's happening in my life now does not get to me. I know that I'm on a journey. And I know that this is temporary. This is not forever. Whereas in the past, I really saw my life as it was, as I was like, this is forever. This is never going to change. I'm never going to change. My life isn't going to change. I'm going to be stuck, depressed. I'm going to hate my life for the rest of my life. I now know that because I've changed my internal dialogue, that I'm capable to navigate my near future to then get to a state where my external life matches my internal life. But the best thing about this is I have managed to find an internal state of peace within. My brain health over the course of the last 11 months has been rewiring itself whilst I've been practicing gratitude, meditation, yoga, working out, journaling, all of these things I've been doing are things that you can do too. I'd like to round today's episode up with a meditation because it's what I believe in. It's what's transforming my life. I believe this is an utter gift that I have received. And I also believe it is a gift for me to share with the world. I would like to say, before we go into this meditation, make sure that you are somewhere safe. If you are driving, listening to this episode, or using machinery, then I will not be advising you go into this meditation with me. Come back to it when you've got space and time to do so. But if you are somewhere safe and you're not driving, you're not using machinery, I encourage you to go find yourself a nice, beautiful, seated position. This could be on a chair, on your sofa, in bed, or you might be sitting on the floor. Wherever you are, begin to ground yourself, feeling your bottom on the ground or on the seat. Elongating your spine. Imagining each vertebrae of your spine is ever so slightly expanding and moving away from one another. Allowing your upper body to reach up towards the sky. Begin to take notice of your breath, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. If you haven't done so already, truly close down your eyes, relaxing your eyelids and your eyebrows, softening your forehead if you have any slight frown on right now. Simply just relax your forehead and soften the muscles in your scalp. Unclenching your jaw. And begin to find your awareness in between your ears. Can you sense a space in between your ears? And just for a moment, find a sense of gratitude for what's in between your ears, your eyes, your nose, your brain. And in between your ears, if you come to the center of your forehead, this is known as your third eye. Take your attention now to your third eye. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Keeping that focus on your third eye. And begin to imagine a bright light beaming into the center of your forehead. And see this as love, compassion, happiness, joy, laughter, positive energy coming straight in through your forehead, your third eye, into your body. Begin to imagine it weaving itself in through all of your cells, your atoms. Begin to bring your awareness and your focus now to your shoulders. Send that positive, vibrant, warm energy to your shoulders. And focus on the space in between your shoulders. What is in between your shoulders? You will begin to find your throat. And this is what helps you use your voice. Take a moment to find gratitude for your voice, for being able to express what you wish to express through voicing your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts. Now move this energy, this positive, warm, fuzzy feeling from your shoulders all the way down to the tips of your fingers. Feel the sensation pulsating at the very tips of your fingers. And think of all the things that your fingers and your hands and your arms do for you. Now bring that energy back up and shoot that to the top of your spine and all the way down your spine, one vertebrae at a time. Bringing it down to your root chakra in the pelvic area. Feel yourself grounding down into Mother Earth. And take a moment to find gratitude for everything in between the top of your spine and the bottom of your spine. Your organs, your heart, your lungs, the pumping, the pounding. Your heart and your lungs, it's what's keeping you going. It's what's keeping you alive. It's what's helping you breathe. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And take a moment to find gratitude for your breath. Now taking that energy that's in your root chakra, your pelvic area, down through your legs to the very tippy toes. Again, feel that pulsation, this pumping of your blood going to the bottom of your feet to the tippy toes. And find gratitude in the fact that your feet are your foundation to help you get from A to B. That these feet hold your entire body, your entire entity of your being. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose, nice even breaths here. You should feel a lovely warm sense of buzz, lightness, energetic energy whizzing and whirling around you, but at the same time feeling so calm and peaceful. Take this moment to just sit with yourself. Maybe you wish to have a smile on your face or just have an internal smile, and find gratitude for this bodysuit that you are in, that carries you around day to day. How magical, how beautiful it is to be alive and to be experiencing this right here, right now. You haven't got to be anywhere. You haven't got to do anything. Simply be here now. Take the next minute to sit with yourself and feel a sense of harmony. Remembering to inhale and exhale through your nose. Finding that energy at the bottom of your feet, bring that all the way back up to your pelvic bones, up through into your heart space. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And begin to deepen your breath here. Really pay attention to the inhale and the exhale. And coming back to a natural rhythm. Bringing both hands together in front of your heart. And taking this moment to thank yourself for taking this time for yourself. Taking this moment to welcome a deeper sense of happiness, aliveness, calmness, whatever that might be for you right now. and just sitting here for one last moment, hands together by your heart space. And on your next inhale, take a nice slow inhale, filling up your belly, your chest, and then sighing it out, and maybe taking your hands away. And when you are ready, begin to open your eyes again. When you are ready, begin to bring a little bit of movement into your body. Maybe take a stretch up, yawn it out. Shake your hands, maybe wiggle your feet, and come back to this moment at the end of today's episode. On next week's episode, I'm joined with my guest, Joe Irving, a success coach and meditation teacher. I can't wait to bring you this episode, and I'm so excited to connect with Joe. We've briefly had some conversations online, and she's over in the UK. We're both really excited to have a conversation and bring you another beautiful episode. Remember, if you've not yet rated or left a review for a Wholeness podcast, I would absolutely adore you if you could go and do that. I'm really wanting to get this podcast out there and connect with so many more like-minded people. And not only connect with other like-minded people, but also welcome others into the party of awakening and consciousness and all of these fluffy words. But at the end of the day, it's just a case of allowing us humans to be happy with our life. So in the meantime, beautiful beings, as always, stay tuned and stay real. Join me every Wednesday for a Wholeness podcast. I'll catch you real soon. Peace, love, and light.